Today is Monday, October 19th, 2009. Working at a three of clubs today with a nine of hearts ruling card. This is a very creative birthday. Anyone born today is a writer, the writer's card. Creative, but also very giving and loving because of the nine of hearts ruling card. So we have a combination of really creative people and some people who go out of their way to help others as well. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. John Lithgow was born today. Peter Max, artist Peter Max. We have, let's see, who we got? Singer Jeannie C. Riley, Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers. Talk show host Charlie Chase, another talk show host. I would guess that talk show host would be here because Three of Clubs people love to talk. So we also have Ty Pennington, who's the TV host. Let's see, boxer Evander Holyfield, that's a surprise. Rock singer Todd Park Moore of Big Head Todd and the Monsters. He's 44 today. John Favreau, actor. Amy Carter. The creator of South Park, Trey Parker. Wouldn't you know he would be a Three of Clubs? Creative. Comedian Chris Catton. Rock singer Press Mitchell of the Fugees. I hope I pronounced that right. It's probably Fugees. Who knows? And writer-director Jason Reitman. Happy birthday to all of you and anybody else born today. If you're born today, call in. It'd be nice to give you a reading for the coming year. It would be really nice. Okay. Went out and saw Wild Things today. Where the Wild Things Are. Really sweet movie. I was expecting it from the reviews to be a lot really sad, but it really wasn't that sad. It was really kind of good. I wouldn't say it was like the best movie I've seen, but it was better than most I've seen lately. Has anybody else noticed that the quality of movies has been really, really poor for the last 10 years? Oh, no, there's been some good ones, but there's just so many that just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. So, let's see. I had a contest question for tonight. What was it? Oh, I got to think about this. Darn. I'll have to think about it on the break, I guess. Maybe it'll come to me while I'm talking about tonight's topic. I don't really have any announcements tonight. A lot of you took part in the Columbus Day sale. I hope you're enjoying your CDs and learning a lot about the cards. This is what it's all about. I do plan to have specials just for the radio show listeners. I have had one, and I just need to sit down and kind of figure some out so that people who listen can be rewarded with discounts on stuff, specials, special fun things. Okay? So let's do our topic tonight, and I'll see if I can remember what the contest question was. It was a good one, as I recall. I could do something really technical, but I had something creative in mind. Oh, I remember what it is. It's a tough one. It's a really tough one, and, you know, you would only know the answer to this if you had really thoroughly read some advanced material on the cards. But so here's the deal. If you've never been participated in a contest, the first person who calls in with the answer to this will win the prize. If nobody who calls in gets it, then the first person who emails me with the correct answer will win the prize. Okay? And this is the question. This is a very esoteric card-related question. What is the significance of the number 142857? Again, what's the significance of the number 142857? Okay, that number has a lot of significance, but it's a mystical number, and see what you can come up with. Okay, so if you think you got it, you can email me. My email address is at the bottom of my website on every page, or you can call in. Either one. And the prize will be, as usual, a report, either yearly or relationship report. You can choose if you win the contest. Okay? Great. Hope you get it. This is a favorite number of mine, and it does have some really interesting significance, which I think you'll find fascinating when you hear about it. The topic tonight is about the two wings, you might call them, of spiritual success. But actually, these are the wings of success for anything in life. There is two very important factors. And really, you have to have them both in order to fly. If you have too much of one or none of them, you will not fly. You will not be moving forward in your life. These two wings are, number one, will. Having the will and the desire and being willing to take action. It's all the whole action part of it. That side has to be there. You have to put forth your best effort. Without that, nothing will happen. So if you have a goal in your life and you're not really doing anything about it, if you're not taking any action and you haven't made a determination, you haven't determined yourself to really be committed to it, and you're not doing it, nothing will happen. You will not achieve your goal, whatever that is. It's not going to happen by you just sitting around and dreaming about it. You have to take some action. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a lot of action. I mean, some things in life will come to us just by virtue of going outside. But you do have to take some action. And that's your will. I call it the will side. It's just doing your best to make it happen. Okay? Now, the other wing of spiritual success and success in life is surrender. And that is acceptance of what is. And you have to have both. You put forth your best effort, and then you surrender. You let go. If you've done your very best to achieve something, okay, if you've done your very best to achieve something, then it's time to let go and then let it happen or let it not happen. But if you've done your best, there's no sense carrying that on and wrangling with that and worrying about that. You just surrender. There's a story from the Mahabharata, which is an ancient book. It's a huge epic drama that transpired over 4,000 years ago in India. And there was a great warrior named Arjuna. Many of you might have heard of Arjuna. He's in the Bhagavad Gita. He was Krishna's best friend during Krishna's life. And he was an incredible warrior, and he went out on a quest, on a personal quest. And his father, the Lord of the Gods, Indra, sent him up into these mountains. I don't remember the exact nature of his purpose, what his quest was. But while he was hunting in the mountains one day, he shot at a deer, and he saw that as soon as his arrow hit the deer, another arrow hit the deer. And out from the woods steps this other hunter dressed in animal skins. Now, you know, Arjuna was a prince, and he had on costly robes, and, you know, he was like, you know, one of the highest ranked people on the whole planet at the time. And this lowly hunter with his animal skins on steps out, and they both said, well, my arrow hit first, so it's my deer. And they got into an argument about that. And back in those days, men didn't talk too much. They say, well, let your arrows do the talking. So they immediately got into a fight with bows and whatever else they get their hands on. Started out with bows. And to Arjuna's surprise, he could not defeat this warrior. He tried and he tried. And, I mean, he fought with him for hours and hours. No matter what he did, the hunter seemed to counter him with ease. Now, Arjuna, you have to understand that this has never happened, Arjuna. He's, like, considered the best archer on the planet. And he never lost battles, you see. So for him to have this happen to him was just completely absurd. So anyway, they finally Arjuna is getting exhausted. He throws his bow down and picks up a mace, a sword, whatever he can get his hands on, and he still fights with the guy. And he keeps fighting with him until he is completely exhausted. And at that point, he just surrendered to the man. And he said, "I don't know who you are, but you are the best archer, the best warrior I have ever fought with, and you have my deepest respect, and I pay homage to you. You know, please tell me who you are." And the warrior smiled, the hunter smiled at him and said, "Well, it's a good thing that you let go, because I am Lord Shiva. And your behavior with me was exactly right. You fought and did your best, and then you surrendered completely. And for that, you will be rewarded." And out of that deal, Arjuna got from Shiva his divine bow, which could never be bent, the bow called Gandiv, and a divine quiver of arrows that would never run out of arrows, which greatly aided him in the great battle that occurred later in his life. That's an example of that spiritual principle of the will and surrender in action. And this is how we have to be in our life. We have to put forth our best. Put forth your best and then let go. If you've done your very best, then whatever happens is now God's will and it's meant to be. But if you haven't put forth your best first, okay, then there's no way to know. See? You have to do your best first. That's the way that works the best. Okay, so we're going to take our little break now, and this is the question again, just for you, just in case you've forgotten. What is the significance of the number 142857? Okay, and it's time to call in if you have any questions or if you have the answer to this question. And we already have one person on line one, but other lines are still open. So we'll talk to you. Right after the break, we're going to listen to a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. And the song I'd like to listen to tonight first is called The Krishna Lullaby. We'll be right back after the break.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Sitaram
We're back. Now we have some calls to take. Hope you have the answer to the question. Win the prize here. Okay. First up, we have Joseph from San Francisco with a question about the system. Are you there, Joseph?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Great. Terrific. I have an answer to the contest question.
Okay. What is that?
Well, the number 142857 is a cyclic, magical number that the same digits will appear if you multiply it by either any number 1 through 6. It's just in different order. The 142857 will just the same numbers will appear in the result of the mathematical.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, how do you derive that number 142857?
The origin of it, I'm not sure, but it's a.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give everybody a hint, actually. It is derived by dividing one number by another. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's derived by dividing some number by another number. I'm not going to tell you what numbers they are, but that's how it's originally derived. And that's interesting. That's a great quality. It is a very interesting mystical number. And it has even more significance, which I will share if nobody gets it later. Okay? Good one there. Did you have any other questions, Joseph?
Yeah. I have a question about the system. When you start a relationship with someone in the yearly Saturn period, I would like to know, what you think the consequences potentially of that are. I mean, obviously Saturn can be really good if you take a spiritual approach to it. It doesn't have to be bad. I understand that. But if you meet someone and you want to start a relationship and you want to pick the right day, but you're also in the 52-day Saturn period, what you think about that, or whether you should wait until after the Saturn period, ideally, and start the relationship maybe on a Mars or a Venus day, Mars for more sexual attraction and Venus for maybe more comfort and warm feelings?
Well, when we're in our Saturn period, any relationship that we attempt to start generally has difficulties associated with it. That's usually the case. Okay? So even though you may say you would like to start one in Saturn, it may not actually turn out that way, even though you would like to. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you absolutely can't. You may be able to, but odds are that something will happen, you know. Something that's what you don't want is more likely to show up because it's in the Saturn period. Now, that's not entirely the whole story, because some people do have relationships that start in Saturn, and these are long, usually very long-term relationships. They're not always considered the easiest or most fun relationships, but they do have a tendency to last for a very long time. It's really, in general, it's not advised to start a relationship in Saturn. It's not, in general. You know, if you have a choice, start it at another time. I mean, every relationship I've started in Saturn was always very Saturn-like for me. It was always a big lesson for me. And yeah, I learned something from it, but it never gave me what it never yielded what I was really wanting from it. Do you understand? Saturn is about limitation and restriction. See? So generally speaking, relationships that are Saturn in nature are restrictive and do not yield that which we want from them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're better off doing it in a different period, as a general rule. Now, sometimes fate would have that you're going to do it at a certain time, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there's always freedom of choice in all of this. Nobody can stop you from choosing to start a relationship whenever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
My only advice is if you have a choice in the matter, start it in a good period. One that's more conducive for you. Okay?
Okay. So the same would also apply to, like, Saturn of the day of the week. If your day of the week is Saturn, it's probably better to...
The days of the week are much more transitory. They're not nearly as influential, and they're not influential on starting a relationship. But I wouldn't have my first date on a Saturn day.
Okay.
You know, I mean, because it's so easy to wait one day, why would you even risk it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to even, it's not that big a deal to wait a day, so why not just wait a day? See?
Yeah. So then the same, I mean, Saturn is the only period that you should have that kind of caution with, or like Uranus, because it's unexpected. Do you think that that could also be maybe less problematic than Saturn, but somewhat more problematic than you might want otherwise?
Well, you know, Uranus, only what happens in Uranus is things happen without unexpectedly. Things happen that you weren't expecting. If you can be cool in Uranus and relaxed, without any heavy expectations, it can be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But if you happen to have major expectations, Uranus will pull the rug out from under you.
Mm-hmm.
In a jiffy. So it's all about how you conduct yourself when it comes to Uranus. See?
Oh, okay. And you have a new product it's a video CDs or DVDs on relationships, this class you taught. Do you go over all of these details that we're talking about now and even more in that video product?
Well, yeah, I do. Not so much, I don't talk so much about when to start them. I talk more about the whole selection process more, you know. And we go into that into great depth, the selection process, using the cards. The timing aspect, I talk about best days to start relationships, but taken from a different perspective than you and I just discussed.
Like
certain days, a relationship is an entity unto itself,
mm-hmm.
astrologically speaking. So you pick a day for that relationship to begin on that has good relationship karma, and I talk about that on the CDs. See?
Mm-hmm.
How to pick the days that have the best marriage or relationship karma to start a relationship on. And all the principles behind it. So that would be very helpful. Okay?
Okay. So like today's a Three of Clubs, Nine of Hearts day, because that's the day of, would that be the day, the relationship?
If you start a relationship on a Three of Clubs day, it's not going to have a great ending, probably. Because Three of Clubs have really terrible relationship karma.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe on your website when it says what your personal day is, that's different. Like if my personal day would be a different card than
Yeah, this has challenge. Nothing to do with your personal day. This is all about the day that it is. It's not about your personal day, because a new entity is being born. You want to give that entity the best chance possible. See?
Okay, so that entity has its own birthday, right?
That's right. And that entity's birthday is more important than what period you're in, even, in terms of how it's going to turn out. So you want to have that entity give it the best start possible in life.
Okay.
I'm not going to have time to go into this any further, John. But it's definitely covered in depth in my relationships, cards and relationships CDs. Okay?
Okay. Should I say anything about also the contest question? I think I may have come up with something. I could have
okay.
more.
What did you come up with?
Well, if you divide 142857 by 6,174, that gives you 23.138484.
And you've been sitting here working that out, haven't you? While we've been No, that's not the answer. Sorry.
Okay.
But good try. Good try. Okay, John, right, we'll let you go. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, next up is Tara from Sacramento. Her birthday is June the 15th, 1954. Are you there, Tara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
It's been a while. I'm fine. I have a new relationship to ask you about.
Okay. Well, why don't you give me their birthday then?
Okay. He's August 26, 1950.
Mm-hmm. And so how's it going?
Real well. Real well. Unusually well. I met him during my, August 2nd or something like that. He met me during his Neptune period. And, it's still going pretty strong. I mean, he's not majorly disillusioned at this point.
Hopefully.
Even though he met me in, you know, we went out in Neptune, his Neptune.
Well, the good news is that you're not Neptune to him in the life spread or anything, so that's okay. And you are in his life spread and in significant positions. So I think, you know, you're off to a good start for sure.
Oh, okay. You think there's hope for us? Because I think this might be it. The one.
Oh,
I mean, he thinks I am. You don't think so?
Well, I'm not saying I don't think so. I'm just saying you're off to a good start.
Oh, okay. And
I always have sort of a laid-back attitude when it comes to relationships because, you know, even though you've known him for like a few months, it's not that long. And I've heard so many stories about people that find out stuff about people, you know, after they've been together for like years sometimes. Stuff they never knew. And, you know, I'm always like, wait and see, you know. All I can say is he's marriageable, more marriageable than you.
Yeah.
And you have good connections with him card-wise. And that's all that I can tell you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it feels that way.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about, you know, marriage already.
Well, you know, it shouldn't anybody who's rushing is that's not a good thing. You know, if there's maybe he's not rushing, but if you feel like he is, if you feel any sort of pressure inside of him or whatever, there's something there, okay?
No, he's not pressuring me. He just said this is what he feels like. This is the relationship he's waited for all his life.
Oh, well, what a nice thing to say.
I know, whether it's true or not.
Well, he's a king of hearts, okay? So he knows how to seduce, all right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
All king of hearts know how to seduce. That's what they're good at. Everybody's good at something. That's what they're good at.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't, but they're also very marriageable. So generally speaking, you know, if they're going for it, they're really going to be there for it. So, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to be seductive. I mean, women want to be seduced, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, really.
You might as well be seduced by the best.
By the best?
Yeah,
I keep calling him my double king, and he, you know, he just he knows it. He doesn't have to be told.
Yeah, well, most kings do know it. I mean, you know, if they don't know it consciously, they certainly rise to the occasion when they and they hear about it, you know.
Oh, yeah, it really, you know, it just spits him. He just really took to it. And he's got that King of Diamonds ruling card. So he's that double king.
Yeah, you know, the only thing is would be if he ever tries to take away your freedom, because you're a freedom-oriented yourself.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work. And sometimes a double king can be a little bit too controlling, you know, but not necessarily. We'll have to see. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, great for you, Tara. Good luck and keep in touch. Let us know how it develops.
I will. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Good night. All right. That was really nice. And nice to give people some good news. We're going to take a short break. On the break here, we're going to listen to Sri Ram. And when we come back, we have Barbara, Tina, and Butch. Somebody here thinks they have the answer to our question, I'm sure. We'll be right back after Sri Ram.
Shut up.
Well, it looks like one of our email people did get the question. Interesting. One of them almost had it, and very close. But here we go. We'll see if one of our callers will get it. First up after the break here is Barbara from Minnesota, born October 10th, 1949. Are you with us, Barbara?
I am, and thank you for taking my call, Robert. I'm excited.
Well, it's good to have you on the show. What can I do for you?
Thank you. Well, I have tried several times to get spiritual groups going, and it seems like I always end up moving or something happens, and I'm with a new group of people. And so I'm always looking for this core group of spiritual friends. And I'd like to actually lead a group or at least be a real active part of a group, and I'm wondering if you could give me advice on making that happen this year.
Well, yeah. Well, fortunately, this year, you're sitting in a very auspicious place. You're displacing the Eight of Hearts. It has actually three different benefits to it, which is why we call this one of the best years of life. And they all relate mostly to popularity and people.
Getting
the word out. So this is a year you get the word out. If you want to create this group that you want, you just have to advertise. You have to somehow reach out to people through radio or through the written word or through giving talks. I don't know, but it all starts to happen for you in your Venus period, which begins on December 1st. Okay? Things start picking up then, but it's really going to peak after the new year in March, April, May, June, July of next year. Fantastic period for you.
Awesome.
But the theme is use your power with people to go out and contact them and connect with them and let them know what you have going.
Okay.
It's really simple, and you have a lot of good fortune behind you this year. So if you just put a little effort into it, you'll get the rewards without a doubt.
Very good.
Yes.
It looked like a good year when I was looking at my cards, and I was hoping that that what you said would confirm that.
Yes, it's a very good year.
I won't argue with that. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great time, and thanks for calling tonight, Barbara.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Bye. Okay, our next caller name is Tina from Illinois. We have a dial tone there. I'm not sure if that was her, but her birthday is January 5th, 1970. Is Tina there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. Do you have the answer to our contest question?
No, I don't. I was actually calling for a reading.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. We're not going to punish you for that. So you're born January 5th, 1970?
Yes.
Okay, I've known lots of people of your birthday.
Yeah.
And hard workers and very organized.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I try to be.
We'll have to ask your friends. So what's on your mind this evening? What would you like to know or talk about?
Okay. Well, my husband died in August of 2008. And so this year it's been, I guess, me and my kids trying to get back to a new version of what is normal for us now. And I'm looking for some direction, I guess. I still feel really lost, and I'm not really sure. You know, outside of taking care of my kids and keeping myself going every day, I feel like there's just a purpose missing from my life, and not sure which direction to go in.
Well, you know, were you in a situation when your husband was alive? Was he basically the breadwinner and doing everything, or what?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah.
Is that how it was?
Yeah, he definitely was. Yeah.
Okay, so. What happens in that situation often is that the person, like you, would so you get out of touch with your own career potential or work potential. You follow me?
Yeah.
But in fact, you have a lot of work potential. You have a lot to offer in the work sphere. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So, card wise, this is something that you have to ask for. You have to ask God to say, what is it that would be best for me to do? What in life would really have meaning, that would really inspire me, or, you know, have me be successful? You follow me, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you will get the answer. I mean, this coming year, after your birthday, is going to be very, very auspicious. Much like the woman I talked to earlier tonight, she's displacing the Eight of Hearts. Well, you're displacing the Six Clubs. It's almost the same thing. There's a lot of good fortune inherent in that. And all you have to do, you don't really have to do much, just keep asking the question, what is my best place? You know, what's my purpose? You asked that question to me. You said, what's my purpose?
Right.
So you have to ask yourself that so the answer can show up. Okay?
Well, I know, you know, I did read my cards for the upcoming, well, this coming year and the following, and it looked really good, you know.
Yeah, the Six of Clubs displacement brings a lot of good fortune always, okay? But it is all about, the thing about it is it's all about, like, doing something that has meaning to you, not just taking the first job that comes along.
Exactly.
Because if you fall into some kind of a security-based fear mentality about your work, you'll end up as a slave somewhere.
Yeah.
And that will not be you fulfilling your destiny.
Right. Okay.
And you have a little time to figure this out. It's not, you know what I'm saying? You have a little bit of time here to make that connection and have that happen. So just be, that's why I say all you really have to do is just keep that in your forefront of your mind, and everything else will take care of itself.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And look forward to good things, because once you tap into that, of knowing what it is you really need to be doing, things will happen very quickly. You won't have to wait for success to come.
That's because I'm not very patient.
Well, that's good. You won't have to be in this particular case.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, Tina.
Thank
great
you,
talking
Robert.
To you, and good luck with everything.
All right. Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Butch from San Francisco, June the 30th, 1969. And I bet he's a smart guy. He probably has the answer to our question. Are you there, Butch?
Hello, Robert. Unfortunately, I do not have the answer to your question. But that's only because I haven't studied up on your materials. I am quite new to this information.
Okay, that's fine. No big deal. Nice to have you on the show.
Next time. Thank you. I do like your music, though. Is that a home studio, or are you going to a studio to record that?
It's a home studio.
Very nice. Well done.
Thank you.
My question is, I wanted to know what the chances are of rejoining with a loved one.
With a loved one from the past?
Yes.
Okay, well, where is she, or he, whatever?
Well, she is several miles south from me.
Uh-huh. What's her birthday?
4/25/80.
Okay, hold on a second. So, well, I mean, would you like to be with her again?
Yeah.
Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, sir.
And so what's the story? Why can't you just go say, hey, let's get together?
Well, because one was a long-distance romance that I've had trouble getting down there, and two is she's connected with somebody else for the time.
Okay, so she started a new relationship now.
Yes.
So she's basically unavailable at the moment.
Correct. Although we keep in contact, though.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I can say from my own experience that if you really, really want somebody, it's entirely possible to have them at some point in your life. And you guys have the perfect connections for a relationship. You absolutely do. I mean, you have the perfect, You have a perfect connection for marriage, even, you know. Though she's not really necessarily looking for marriage, even though she might get married. That's not really, she's a nine of clubs. They're after that perfect romance. That's what they're really interested in most, you know.
Interesting. Okay.
The perfect lover that, whose love spans lifetimes.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Now, you're very partnership oriented yourself, but you're more likely to want to have a long-term commitment, which she might do with you. If she feels like you're the one, she would do it. You understand?
Yeah.
But, you know, she's with somebody now. She's unavailable. So the only thing you can do is you can look in the cards to see, look for occurrences of her showing up in the future. I'm looking for the rest of this year. And there's no strong indication one way or the other. Okay?
Okay.
But my advice to you is, you know, even though she might be the one you really want to be with, you can't just sit there and wait for her. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I mean, because that would be doing yourself a disservice as well, I mean, in my opinion.
I hear what you're saying. I also can't change my heart, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. I understand about the heart thing. But you actually can love different people.
Well, I know it's possible.
Yeah.
Right now it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we all have free will. We can do whatever we want. But I don't see in the cards any strong indications of her coming back into your life in the near future.
And for the
remainder of your year, which begins on your birthday in June.
Oh, okay. That's the year for me?
Yeah. Everybody's year in this system begins on their birthday.
Ah, okay. So now
and I look in her cards, too, and her year began in April, and I don't see you showing up in her cards in a strong way this year either. Now, this doesn't mean it's absolutely out of the question. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's always room for the unexpected. But I had to wait almost 20 years for the woman of my dreams to come back. Hopefully you won't have to wait that long.
Yeah. Well, that's another story I'm sure we can go into. Does Saturn play into any of this?
Well, that's not card-wise. It's not really. There's no Saturn between the two of you.
No,
I don't know why you guys didn't get together and hook up before. Something you did, perhaps. I don't know.
Sure.
You are the one that bears the greater responsibility for what happens in this relationship.
Okay.
Because you are the Sun card. So if it didn't happen, it's most likely because of what you did.
Okay, I'll take responsibility of that.
Yeah, and then that, which means you have the power to change that in the future. You know,
okay.
If you assume that it was your responsibility where it got to now, you can unmake that.
That's good to know, too.
But, I mean, the best thing to do is to let her know how you feel. I mean, everything, you know, how important she is to you, and just to let her know that you're waiting for her, and it's okay, whatever she's doing, but you're there, and you love her, you know, and you're not going to get let go.
is that what you did?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, nice.
I had to let go completely, though, before she came back.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yep. Had to completely let go.
Okay.
A lot of growth had to happen for me personally before I was ready, really.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing here.
Yeah, and now we're married.
Wonderful. How long has that been?
Well, it's only been about 3 years, but...
Okay. You know,
It was well received.
I bet, at any time, right?
On my end.
I'm sure.
All right.
Very
so
grateful. Thank you.
And, you
thank
know,
you very much, Robert.
You're a wonderful man, and you would be a prize for any woman. So, you know.
Well, thanks for that, then. All right, when do I pay you for that one?
I have to tell her that, but...
Right. Hey, Robert said I'm a wonderful guy, so go ahead. You should do it.
That's right. Robert said you're missing out on some good stuff here.
Exactly. That should
all right.
do it. Thank you very much, Robert. Have a great
all right.
day.
All right. You too. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we do have a couple more calls. We're going to take another quick break here. No, let's not take a break, actually. Let's just keep going because we're running out of time, I'm just noticing here. So next up, we have Veronica, but we won't have time for any more callers after these. We have Veronica, July 18th, 1973 from South Carolina. Are you there, Veronica?
I am here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello? Okay, well, thank you. Hey.
Welcome to the show. You are a ten of clubs and a queen of hearts.
Yes, yes, I am, and I'm happy about that. Except that I have a question for you, pertaining actually to this coming Wednesday. I have a legal issue that's going on, and I was wondering if you can help me out with that to see which way it's going to go, seeing how it will impact my life forever.
Okay, so you have a legal thing that you're in the middle of right now.
Well, yeah, the preliminary of it. So I was actually wondering if you can help me out with that. If you could,
well, I mean, what do you want to know?
Will it be favorable or unfavorable?
You're going right now, tomorrow, you said?
Well, no, not tomorrow, on Wednesday.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah.
Well, the daily influences look good for you, but your yearly influences for legal things are not so good. I mean, I don't know what side of this fight you're on, okay? When I hear legal, I think fight. Two people are fighting about something, right?
Well, basically, it was an unfortunate event. I can't even go into the details about it, but let's just say I got caught in crossfire.
Okay.
And, yeah, so there we are.
Yeah, okay.
I shouldn't even be in this situation, but I am. And now I have to deal with it, and I've been somewhat...
Well, you know,
I need to talk to you about it.
Our legal system is rarely... it rarely makes any sense, or it's rarely... what's the word I'm looking for? Fair. You know, the entire legal system. I mean, you can buy the legal system. People can buy it if they want, you know. They can buy things. They can pay money and have things turn out the way they want if they really want them. It's not a very fair system. But each individual's karma in light of that is always perfect and always fair. Okay? So whatever happens to you is going to be perfect. It's going to be fair. It's going to be the right thing. It may not seem that way either way, or it may seem that way. If you get off, of course, you'll feel like, oh, that was great, and I'm so glad, and I feel vindicated. But even if you didn't, it would be the perfect thing for you. See?
Okay,
what's the worst thing that can happen to you, by the way, Veronica? If it goes completely against you, what is the worst that can happen? I'm just curious.
Well, I really don't want to say, you know, on the air, but let's just suffice to say that
you wouldn't go to jail, would you?
I should hope not, but
is that possible? I'm just trying to get the gravity of it.
Yes, I suppose there is a possibility in this. Kids, don't ever take anybody home. You don't, you know, give anybody a ride to their home if you don't really know who they are. Warning.
Okay.
Yeah, so there we go.
Well, you know, karma like this is mysterious sometimes. I mean, why you would attract this to you right now in your life is the question.
Wasn't it supposed to be a decent year? Or was it not supposed to be a decent
year? I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. I said, was this supposed to be a decent year?
This was supposed to be a year for you to learn not to try to control others, but control yourself.
Wow. Well, that's certainly coming into play.
Yeah, and you have, by the way, you have good legal karma.
Oh, good.
As a general rule, you have good legal karma. So you're more likely to win. If I were to bet, I would bet on you winning.
That's fantastic.
In a general way. See, you're a very powerful person, you know. I've met other people of your birthday, and there'll be a girl, and she's only like, you know, 5 foot tall, very small, cute, but extremely powerful. You follow me?
I hear you, man.
And sometimes people that are really powerful get themselves involved with other really powerful people in disputes. Okay? They want a good match. Unconsciously.
Yeah, that or to drag somebody down. That's how, that's what I think happened was more of just basically not realizing how evil people are trying to help the wrong people.
Yeah, you got to be really careful with this helping people thing.
Yeah, no kidding. I needed that advice before.
Sometimes that can be taken the wrong way, or they can misuse what you give them, and it's. I would be very, very picky about that. I wouldn't just be giving it out to people. So anyway,
yeah.
We'll have a look and see what happens. But cards right now are good for you.
Cool. What, out of light of curiosity, what does it say for Wednesday? Since I don't have it laid out in front of me.
You said Wednesday?
Yes, yeah, Wednesday.
Let me see here. Wednesday would be what, the 21st?
Yes, that would be the 21st.
Well, you have a King of Diamonds and you have a Queen of Clubs. Those are both really powerful cards. So things should be all right.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate you, man.
Well, good luck.
And I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, very good, Veronica. Thanks for being my guest.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting situation that people can get themselves in. Jessica is up next. She has the same birthday as Butch. Different year, though. June 30th. Same cards. King Hearts, Two Hearts. 1965. She probably has a love question, too. Are you there, Jessica?
Hi, I'm here, yeah. I'm in a bit of a complicated situation. I recently got a divorce, actually about a year ago, so not that recent. But I actually live next door to my ex-husband. And it probably wasn't a marriage that was meant to last. There was a bit of deception. Anyway, I am an old boyfriend of mine has kind of resurfaced and has asked me to do some work with him, and which would basically involve moving out of the United States for certain periods of time. And I am wondering if that is a feasible opportunity, or if I should be concentrating, as my Queen of Spades cards is telling me, on just really myself and just, yeah.
Just well, you have more than that cards. You have also a King of Diamonds this year and your ruling card spread. And you have good influences for moves this year. So if you'd be moving before the end of January, I would say yes.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, be very careful when you mix business with relationships.
Yeah.
That's something that can go bad so many different ways.
Yeah, and then this particular person is also somebody, I mean, astrologically is not really a good mix for me.
Well, I mean, I just think you just, if you're going to be mixing, you know, business with love and sex, you might be asking for more problems. And imagine being in a foreign country and having everything go to pot. You know, how would that be? You know, much worse than if it happened here, let's say. You follow
Correct.
Me?
Correct. Yes.
So just, you know, be mindful of all that. I mean, it's really not a good idea to mix business with relationship unless you've already reached a point in your relationship where you're ready to make a long-term commitment and you really know what you're getting into, you know.
Right, and I'm not at that point right now.
I don't think so. You're completely in transition, if anything.
And I'm totally.
You are just in transition, and really, there shouldn't even be any thinking about who would be your next long-term partner. It should just be light and easy, if anything. With whoever you happen to be with, you see, for this time
even
of year.
Even though
because,
my two of hearts demands that I find that mate, right?
Well, yeah, but if you're pushy right now about it, you're going to push yourself right into an unstable situation, and there'll be a lot of regrets later.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just practical advice. This is not even from the cards. You know, I think any people listening tonight would probably tell you the same thing. You know,
right?
give yourself at least a year to make the transition, and don't let your fear of being alone drive you into some situation that you regret later. That would be unfortunate and a waste, you know. I know you can handle yourself pretty well overall.
Sorry?
You're a king. You're a king.
I after reading the King of Hearts card, I'm not really convinced that that's necessarily a very powerful card.
Oh, no, it is. It's very powerful. The power comes in the ability to be so seductive and charming. That's where the power comes. It's the power of, you know, being with somebody and them liking you, basically. My best friend is your birthday, you know. He's just amazing. He's not trying to be seductive. He just is.
Okay.
He's great to be around. He's a fun guy. He's a very, very wonderful person. And he's genuinely loving as well. So you're a double heart. You're a king hearts and two hearts. Relationship is important. But don't start relationships from a fear or you'll regret it later.
Yeah.
You will. You know, don't let it be because you can't stand to be by yourself.
Yeah, that sucks.
There's a lot of cards that have that problem, actually, of jumping in, mostly twos, you know, jumping into relationships as quick as they can because they just can't stand being by themselves. And they're the ones that have the big regrets, you know. They're the ones that they go, oh, man, I did it again. Look at this situation.
I'm glad funny.
Yeah, so I would hate to see you do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank
you. Give yourself a little time, you know.
Yeah. I think that just for a while the situation became.
I mean, it's okay to have a boyfriend, but, like, don't be jumping into some, like, long-term, like, business thing. That just doesn't sound very sound to me. Okay, just on a practical level.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Leave your options open.
Okay.
Let some good things come in. Queen of Spades, master yourself. Start your own business. King of Diamonds, also. You know, why not?
Okay.
I mean, if you can do this without having to have this personal thing with him, it'd be fine. It'd be great to move, actually. But if it comes with this, you know, expectation of a relationship on either your part or his.
It does. I mean, on his part for sure.
Yeah. And that's kind of asking for problems.
Yeah.
In my opinion. All right. So great talking to you, Jessica. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Okay. We have time for our last caller. Her name is Risa, somewhere in California. December 1st, 1947. Are you there, Risa?
I am. Robert, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you for taking me as the last caller. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, got a question for you. I work with my husband, and we've worked together for a very long time. His birthday is January 7th, 1937. We are relaunching a lot of new things, the redesign of our website, possibly even going into some other forms to expand his particular business. And I was wondering, when do you think would be a good time to start that kind of activity so we would be more successful?
Okay. Well, for one thing, after your coming birthday, you're in what's called the most blessed year. So that's a really good indication for you personally of success, okay?
Okay.
So after your birthday, sometime for you. Well, now, what's your husband again? He's January 7th, what year?
1937.
Okay, give me a second to enter his birthday correctly. I put the wrong number. Okay, here we go. Let's have a look at his coming year. Oh, his birthday is coming up soon. Oh, Well, that's very interesting. He has the most blessed card next year also. That's so interesting. You guys displace the same card every year. That's a very special connection to have with somebody. It's unusual. I have it with my best friend. So my advice to you is wait till after his birthday to start it. Okay?
Okay. To start the advertising and put the heavy efforts
to initiate the whole thing.
Okay, so after his birthday.
Okay. I mean, I would wait. If I was advising you, you know, which I am actually, I would advise you to wait until after his birthday, and then decide what you're going to do.
Okay.
It's okay to sort of explore it.
Okay.
And it's okay to make plans, but be open to the possibility of not doing it if it looks way different after the birthday, you know? Just be, you know, leave yourself that opening there to say, well, we're going to explore it further. And, I mean, I think you guys both have the business sense to make pretty much anything work. You're both really business savvy people, okay?
We work hard. We do.
Yeah, you're hard workers, and you understand how to be successful. That's the best way of putting it I can think of. So you have a lot going for you in that regard, okay?
Great.
But the timing-wise, it's much better for both of you after your next birthday.
After the next birthday. Does it show any predisposition on his side? He's a psychotherapist and who's multi-talented. Does it show any predisposition on his side which perhaps avenue would be more favorable?
Not that I can detect. It's funny that he's a psychotherapist because I have another fairly close friend, and she is your husband's birthday, and she's a psychotherapist.
That is wild.
I have no idea why that birthday would be a psychotherapist, you know. I can't understand why it would, but obviously it has something there going for it in that regard. Yeah, I can't say that there's a definite indicated way to go for him.
Okay.
But, you know, go for something that makes a lot of money without being too much of a struggle. That would be my advice.
All right.
Choose something
You
can kind of look ahead, you know, and you can picture yourself doing the business and see, is that something that would be fun to do, or would it be a real, like, struggle? See, that would be the question to ask.
It's funny how you said fun, because he's also a comedian.
Oh, well, good for him.
That'd keep me laughing, that's for sure.
That's wonderful, and you guys have some really good connections together. It's great to see that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate your time.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, that ends our show tonight, people. Oh, by the way, the 142857, one of our email people got that question correct. It is the number you get when you divide the number one by the number seven. You get an endless chain of one. It starts out with 0.142857, 142857. The greater significance of that is that those seven numbers are placed on the points of the Star of David, which has 6 points. So it's one at the top, then four, and then two. 1, 4, 2, and then 8, and 5, and 7, around the circles of the star, and any two of the opposing points of the star will equal the other mystical number, 9. And there are actually cards that go with those it's ace, 4, 2, 8, 5, 7, and of course the ace would be the ace of spades. Okay? So one of our email people got that right about the dividing it, the number 7, the number 1 by 7, so I'm going to offer her a free report, and her name is Coralie. So congratulations, Coralie. You got it. All right, guys. Thanks for the show. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Guide Tree Mantra. We'll be back next week, same time. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you then.
devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayah Om Bhurya Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayah
Oh,
Deyo yo na prachodayam.